Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Warning for not removing the pubic hair. A Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu belonging to the Ghifari tribe narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who does not remove the pubic hair, trim the mustache, and pare the nails is not one of us." About the pubic hair and matters relating to it, the pubic hair refers to hair that appears above the private parts of a male and female after reaching the age of puberty. The hair above that is also regarded as part of the pubic hair. Men and women must remove pubic hair at least once in 40 days. Failing to do so is a sin. It is also permissible to use a scissors to shorten the hair when a razor is not available. One will attain the reward for practicing on the sunnah if one shaves the hair. The method of removing it is that one should commence from the hair that is directly below the navel. Matters of fitrat and adornment. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Five things constitute fitrat: circumcision, shaving the pubic hair, trimming the mustache, clipping the nails, and plucking the hair of the armpits." Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 10 things constitute fitrat: trimming the mustache, lengthening the beard, using the miswak, cleaning the nose, paring the nails, cleansing the joints of the limbs, that means places where two limbs meet behind the knee couple, plucking the hair that grows in the nose, removing pubic hair, intiqasul masa', that means using water after relieving oneself, and the 10th one will most probably be gargling. Note, fitrat refers to sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Hafiz ibn Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has quoted Hafiz ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi as saying that matters of fitrat are not confined to these 5 or 10. In fact, they are close to 30 in number. Circumcision is an emphasized sunnah, and some ulama have regarded it as wajib. It is one of the distinguishing features of Islam. It is preferable to do so on the 7th day. A hadith reported by Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had his grandsons circumcised on the 7th day. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma also narrates that it should be done on the 7th day. This is in conformity with the sunnah. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah writes that the quicker it is done, the better, as the skin is tender in the initial days. According to the author of Fayyidul Bari, it is best to have it done before the child reaches the age of understanding. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.